the work of a winter 10. It's words from that book that are lively in my head tonight, and the memory of a marvel. We travelled down to Clochuacher from Dublin after working on the miracles of Moling, and were staying in the barn of the secular priest Robnad Purcell to copy from him a fragment of the life of Kevin, who'd lived with his disciple Solomon on a skerry in the loch nearby. We copied disgusting poems that day, I'm ashamed even now to confess. It was this time of year. I remember the lake ringed red by the berries of haw, and in the evening we lit a fire on the floor to take the chill off the night. But as we prayed before sleep, the air filled with the flurry of angels, white wings, frantic and loosened from the flames, our own private Pentecost overhead, in absolution for those godless poems. Even as we prayed, they began to fall, St. Francis's flowers, a flock of great white butterflies bedding down to winter in the walls, had mistaken the heat of our fire for an early spring and come back to life too soon. No angels then, but marvelous still. Is that what death will be, I wonder, a gentle waking into the warmth of God? These are my last things, my litany of lost or nearly lost words inflected by home, and memories that flit in the dusk, made vivid for a moment, then gone. I am the poor friar, Michael O'Cleary.